James, the first chapter. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Going to read verse number 26 and verse number 27. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Let's pray. Father, again, I thank you so much for the marvelous grace of God, your goodness, your kindness. And once again, we admit unto you, Lord, we need your power. We need your wisdom tonight. We just need you. And we ask you, Father, that your will would be done in this place once again, Lord, as we preach the word of God. Thanking you for what you've done this morning, what you've done in services this afternoon, nursing home services, just what you've done for us, thank you. But this is a new time. We need you. We need new power, new grace. We ask you for it. Help us now. In the lovely name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So I told you this morning, I'm entitled my message tonight, People. And what I want to do is refocus. From time to time, we need to just look at some very basic principles of God's Word and kind of refocus our lives. It's so easy to get away from the truth of God's Word. And so what I want to do is just tonight is refocus our church. May not be that you're unfocused. I don't know about that. But as a whole, I just kind of want to refocus all of us that what the ministry is all about is people. That's what it's about. And I know here, you know, he wasn't talking about in these scriptures, he didn't say this is salvation. He said this is pure religion. He wasn't talking. We know, we heard this morning how you get saved. We know it's through the blood of Christ and faith in him and all of that. We know that. But when it comes down to living the right kind of life, he gives us some instructions here. He says that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's the duty that God gives us. He wants us to visit the fatherless, the widows in their affliction. It's a good thing to do. Now, just in all seriousness then, not trying to pinpoint everything, but I just want to ask you, how long has it been since you visited a widow? How long has it been since you visited the fatherless? Now, God said this. I didn't say it. Is that okay? I didn't print this. I didn't write it. As you know, God the Holy Spirit did it. And I'm just trying again to get us to refocus. Because let me tell you what happens, and I know it's so easy. You get so busy. You get so busy in your life and in the things of your life, you forget the very basic needs of people. And God wants our ministry, our life, to be about people. Amen? So I just believe something. We need to be people-oriented. I believe that with all my heart. I don't know how you look at it, but I look at people two ways. They're either broken or they're fixed. There's some broken folk around that needs to be helped, and then there's some fixed folk that need to be helping the broken folk. Think that'll go? And I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. And what happens is, in all seriousness, because you know this, I know this, people are hard to deal with sometimes, aren't we? Amen. You know, it's not always easy. You know, it'd be okay if there were no people in this world. How many times have you said that? Amen. If there wasn't people in this world, we'd be all right. I heard about that little girl, that young teenager, come into her house and run upstairs and just looked so mad and went up and slammed the door. And her daddy followed her up and said, "Honey, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter?" And she just wouldn't answer for a while. And finally, he just kind of cracked the door and said, "Honey, I want to know what's the matter." And she said, "People." Have you ever felt like that? You ever felt like going in and slamming the door and saying what the problem around here is people? But you know that Jesus Christ, his whole ministry was about people. He did not come for himself. He did not come to be ministered unto. He came to minister. And so we've got to get a hold of the fact that somewhere along the line we want to be like Jesus. We're going to have to see to it that our life is wound around the ministry that his was, and that is people. You see, and we've got to give our time to that. We'll discuss a little more of that in just a little while, but I want you to go over to the book of Proverbs for just a moment. Book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs. I always like the 31st chapter of Proverbs. It's a good chapter. And I don't know whether you have one in my Bible. I have the 32nd chapter. You say, Brother Ross, where'd you get that? I make them up. I always put it in Proverbs 32. One of my greatest is, life is a hassle. That's Proverbs 32:1. Amen. And I've got quite a few verses in that chapter that should not be in the Bible. Amen. But chapter 31 is a blessed chapter. It's talking about the virtuous woman. And in verse number 10, I want to just read you a little bit, a few verses there. It says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Now, I'm going to stop there for a moment. I read all that just to kind of show you that this virtuous woman was living the life of a homekeeper. That's what she done. She took care of her family. And that's right and proper. That's the duty of a woman. A wife, it's the duty of her to first of all take care of her family, oversee the things of the house, work in the house, and take care of the children, and the many, many duties. You've heard this preacher say it many times. That old saying, a woman's work is never done, there's a lot of truth in that. Every woman would just do what God says to do in the home, I want to tell you, she'd be a busy lady. Okay. But I didn't really come to preach about that. What I want to do is lead you down to this, and then I want you to notice the next verse. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Now, if you'll go on down in the scriptures, he goes back to the things that this woman does, this virtuous woman does in her home, and how she takes care of her home and watches over her home and does all these things. But in the midst of all of it, she has time to stretch out her hand to the poor and reaches forth her hands to the needy. What I'm convinced of is this: every one of us in the busyness of our life need to realize there's other people out there that need help, that need the blessings of God upon their life, and the way God blesses people is through people. And I'm saying all this to get you to understand, here is a lady who was a virtuous lady, and she was a busy lady. She was busy. But in the midst of all of it, she found time to stretch out her hand to the poor and to the needy. See, what I'm saying to you and I is we need to refocus that there is people like that around us. I know you got all your duties. I'm talking to ladies right now. You got all your duties that you have to do. I understand that. And it's great, the duties you have. But I'm saying in the midst of all of it, you can't leave out other people. I've said this before because I see it happening. I see it going on. That's what we seem to do. We spend a lot of times, sometimes, helping those whom are ours. You know, according to Scripture, there's no way that preacher can get up here and say you ought not to help those that are yours. You ought to take care of your children. You ought to see to the needs of those around you that are yours. But too many times we leave out those who are out there that has needs. And you know, it's not just the physical needs that I'm talking about. There's many needs out there. Certainly the needy, the poor, but many times there's needs, emotional needs. Somebody needs to sit down. I've told you before, multitudes of times before, these nursing homes are filled with people with needs. If you'll do something, if you got troubles, go help them and you'll forget your troubles. Spend some time in a nursing home or a hospital or somewhere just sitting down and listening. Many times that's all they need. And I believe with all of my heart, because I look at the life of Jesus Christ, he spent his whole life about people. Now, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but ask yourself, even right now, stop right now and ask yourself, how long has it been since you gave yourself to someone? Someone in need. No, not all of your business, not all of your busyness and all of this. Those things are necessary. But how long has it been since you just gave of yourself to someone who had need? See, this is one of those, the dangers. I remember back when we built on from the water fountain on back there, it was always a concern of a pastor when you're building on, you get caught up in a lot of things and you get your priorities wrong, you know, the church does. And I don't remember how many times I said it while we was building on. I don't look at that building back there, just a building. I look at it as rooms where little boys and girls one of these days is going to be filling it up and hearing about the Word of God. I've done that over and over and over to our people. I wanted your focus in the right place. I want you to know why we building on. Why we was doing all this physical work. And you know, now we've seen the reality of it. We see boys and girls just running through those rooms down there and downstairs and seeing people, you see, fill those rooms. Well, that's what it's all about. It's about people. And it's necessary for us to do the physical things. But if we don't be careful, we can get all caught up in the physical things and forget the real purpose of it all is reaching people. Right. Amen. Amen. So you remember, I preached a message here sometime back. I don't remember, you know, when it was, but I preached it. You might remember it. But I preached on Dorcas. You remember, I preached a message on what she left behind. Yes. And the importance of what we're going to leave behind. Right. Folks, that's what's going to count. Right. What are we going to leave behind? She left the coats and the garments behind. You remember? And the widows were so thrilled about that. What I look at that sometimes and I say, you know what? She just brightened the spot where she was at. And there's a whole lot of spots in America. I look a lot of times at America and I'm amazed at America. I look at all the people all everywhere across this land. And we're just one little old spot down here in Jacksonville, Indiana. But we can brighten our spot. I read a story sometime back about years ago. This man was telling about this man he knew. And he went around town. Everywhere he went, he carried his oil can with him. Say, what did he do with an oil can? Every time he seen a gate that squeaked, he oiled it. Every time he'd hear a door open and it squeaked, he'd go up and ask permission to put some oil on the hinges. He just, everywhere he went, everything he did, he just oiled up things, made things open better, close better. I got to thinking about that. That's good illustration. You know, wouldn't it be good if we just carried our oil can, the Holy Spirit oil can around and just kind of help lighten things up. You see, and make things work better. And I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, that's what we. And again, you know, I see you out here. I see you working on buses, and I see you teaching Sunday schools, and we're going to talk about that, and all these things. But folks, what I'm saying is that we can get our focus off. That it's about people. You see, I know we have needs personally. You have needs that has to be met. But folks, we got to reach out in the midst of our life. Reach out and touch people. Help them, especially bring them to Christ. Not only that, there's people who are the Lord's out there that just needs something special. And I think if we'd open our eyes, I think we would find that. Amen. Mrs. Bowden, you're here tonight. Thank you for being here. When I look at this lady and I see her come to church, I'm amazed because I don't know how she does it. I do know how she does it, but I don't know how she does it. But Donna and Jean Mowry went to see her the other day, and Donna came home and said, that's exactly where we were supposed to be. She needed to visit, and we needed to visit too. See, there's just folk out there, and we get so caught up. We don't give of ourselves. There's a lot of folk out there has needs. And we cannot let these widow ladies of Blessed Hope Baptist Church do without. I'm not just talking about having everything that they want. I'm talking about just, we can't let them do without the emotional and the help they need to just someone sit down and visit with them. A lot of times it's not the food that they need. Sometimes it may be, but it's not always that. It's just they need someone to spend a little time with them. Went to see, I think I told you Sunday school, went to see Bill Smith. That fellow had led to the Lord. He's 76 years old. Went to see him Saturday and spent about a half hour with him. That's all he needed. He has bone cancer now, and he can't hardly get out. But when I went in, his face lit up, and we talked about everything, and just spent some time just talking to him and letting him talk mainly. And what I'm saying is, when I walked away from there, I said, he needed that. I did too, but he needed that. I didn't do no big deal. I just sat and listened. Let him tell me about his bone cancer, what he's going through, other things of life. Tell me about his family. All those kind of things. He just needed someone to sit and talk. And what I'm saying, do you understand that there's folk all over like that? See, don't we get so caught up? We're just caught up. We're busy in our own affairs of life, and we forget that this ministry and your ministry and my ministry is about people. And our greatest example, of course, is Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. It's about people, you see. God tells us in the book of James there, it's good to visit and give of ourselves. He says that's the right thing to do, to visit the fatherless and visit those widows in their affliction. You understand? There is afflictions. And it's good for us to do that. Amen? Because God says so. You see, that's showing forth the love of the Lord, you see. I remember reading sometime about this woman. The pastor told me, it was the funniest thing. He said she felt like she was a failure in life. She just said, I don't do anything for God. We haven't really done much for God down through the years. I just feel like I'm a failure. And he said, let's talk about that for a little while. He said, don't you have four sons? She said, yes, I do. And he said, where are they at? Well, all four of them are on the mission field. You haven't done much? See, sometimes we get all mixed up in what's right, what we're doing, preparing young people to go to the mission field or to be a preacher or whatever it may be to serve God for the rest of their life. It's so important. Amen. I want you to know something. We've got 12 grandchildren. I've told you that maybe once or twice in the last few years. We got 12 grandchildren. And I'm serious from the bottom of my heart. It doesn't matter to me, honestly, what they become as long as they serve God in whatever they're doing. It'd be good if we get missionaries and preachers out of them and all of these kind of things. But I want them to be a people who love people and offer themselves to the ministry that Jesus had in helping people and bringing people to Christ. Whatever they do. You see, I believe that's what we need to train them to do. Give our children to the Lord and say, use them for your glory. That's more important, you see, than anything. You see, I believe something. I believe that every one of us sitting, me standing, you sitting, I believe we know somebody that has some needs. If we will take the time to look it over, I believe with all of my heart there's people out there that you know and I know that just has some needs that we could fill. I know we know people who are lost. Is that right? Why don't we give ourselves to them? Why don't we take the gospel to them, you see? Henry Ward Beecher was walking down the street one day, and there's a little boy there. It's wintertime, and it's bitter cold. Horribly cold. And he was a seller of newspapers, this little boy was. He was just shivering all over himself. And the story is told that Henry Ward Beecher took his whole stack of papers and bought them. And said, "Son, you go home and get warm. Maybe some times when you need to send a little boy home by buying his papers. Maybe not necessarily buying his papers, but helping him." You see, there's all kinds of people out there that just has some needs. We need to have our eyes open, our spiritual eyes open, to look and watch for these needs. Because the ministry is about people. I remember a preacher preached on heaven and just preached it and told about how wonderful heaven was. And a man came up to him afterwards and said to him, "Well, that was a wonderful sermon, but where is heaven?" He said, "Sir, come with me." He walked him outside the church and went about a block down the road. And he said, "You see that house up there? Up there on the hill?" He said, "There's a widow lady up there. Said she's got two children. She's a member of this church. She don't have any food. She's running out of heat to heat her house. She's destitute and they're all sick. If you want to find heaven, go visit and buy her some food. Get her something that'll warm her house." He was a rich man. He was a well-to-do man. Came by later on and told the pastor, said, "Pastor, yesterday I went by and spent 30 minutes in heaven. Said, I read the Bible to her. I provided what she needed." What I'm saying to you, you want to find heaven, you want to find some blessings in life, give yourself to others. Amen? Give yourself to others. You know, I want to just kind of take a few moments and I want to talk to you. If you'll think about every ministry, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, it's about people. I'm the pastor of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And what I need to do is realize the pastorate is about people. No, that's what it's about. It's about people. It's about helping people. Being a blessing to people. Doing what I can to reach people. It's about people. We have deacons and their wives here in this church. They need to realize that their ministry is about people. No, it's about people. Now, they do a lot of things, just like the pastor does a lot of things. My major, according to the scripture, the way I find it, and I think I'm right, it's what God wants me to do, is he wants me to minister to the word, he wants me to pray. Now, I have a lot of other things I need to do and I have to do, but that's the basic things that God tells a pastor to do. Now, I've got a lot of other things I do, but that's the basic. And when you get right down to it, why do I want to minister the word? For people. For you. Why do I want to pray? For you. For people. Because it's all about people. Amen. And even the purpose for deacons to be even brought into existence was about some widow ladies that was not being taken care of. That's the purpose. That's the reason. It's about people. And we get ourselves sometimes on the physical aspects, and we have to do all those things. There's a lot of things that have to be done, but we cannot forget people. Sunday school teachers, you got to remember something. You're busy. You do things, and you got to prepare for your lessons and all of that. You got to remember, your service for the Lord is about people. Those whom you are teaching, it's people. You hear me, Sunday school teachers? It's about people. It's about those who you serve. You got to get into their lives and help their lives and be a blessing to their lives. Yes, teach them the word of God, but it's about the individuals. There's two of them sitting right there that just told you. Brother Arthur just told you. What if it had been not someone who was a bus worker that cared? What if it had been a pastor who had not come? It's people. School teachers come and give of themselves to the students here at Blessed Hope Baptist School. By the way, it looks like we're going to start with 68 students this year. It's a big job. Amen. You're saying amen and you don't have to come work with them. Now, you know what it is? It's people, it's lives. Brother Arthur had it right. You don't know who you're dealing with. We've seen it right here. You don't know who you're dealing with. But it's people. Children's churches and all the other ministries of this church. What's it about? It's about people. Amen? Our bus workers, our drivers, and our captains, and all of this. Why should you be faithful? Why should you do that? Because it's what Jesus would do. It's about people, reaching them. Ushers back here, when people come into this church, the first people usually they see is an usher. Why shouldn't that usher do everything he can do to make the people welcome and to think this is a wonderful place, a good place to come? You see, because they deal with people. The music, the leaders, the pianists, the soloists. Don't you understand? It's not, and I think you do, but it's not about you. It's not a performance. You're not performing. It's about people. It's to get hearts right with God and lift up their hearts, get ready for preaching and honor the Lord with our singing and everything we do. You see, it's about people. Amen. Nursery workers out here, they work hard. They go back in that nursery. And listen, you oughtn't to just say, I don't want to work in the nursery. You realize what a blessing, what a help. It's about people. It's about mamas who need to come in and set in the service. So they can hear the preaching. It's about people, you see. We have a Joseph Storehouse here. And what's that about? It's about people. It's about helping them when in times of need, you see. And I could just go on and go on, but our soul winning programs, visitation programs, and all we do, what's it about? It's about people. It's about reaching people, you see. So I'm just simply saying to you folks, we've got to understand something. It is so important what we need to realize. We need to improve what we are. Always improve on what we are. Why? Because we're dealing with people. We're doing the ministry that God gave us. We ought to never be satisfied. I believe a pastor should never be satisfied that he's all right, doing all right. I think the pastor always ought to look forward to being a better preacher, a better pastor. I believe deacons ought to always look forward to improve their ability to do the job that God's given them to do. Sunday school teachers and the rest of them, I believe it's this very same thing. You see, God has called us to service of the Lord, not service of this world. What did he prepare you for? So you could build Pharaoh's kingdoms? Or his kingdom? What is the purpose of your life? Why did Jesus purchase you and me? It wasn't to give us over to this world to build its kingdoms. It was to have a ministry of people, reaching people for the Lord. Won't you go with me over to the book of Proverbs just for a few moments? The 21st chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 21, verse number 13. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. Whosoever stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. I want you to go back to chapter 19, verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. The poor, he talks about if you give to the poor, you're lending unto the Lord. And he will repay. You won't owe him anything. But the necessity, as you go through the scriptures, we could go through and find verse after verse after verse. The necessity of the scripture is we need to keep our spiritual ears and eyes open and watch for those times and opportunities that God gives us to help those in need. Why is it that some people never, ever, ever see the need of another individual? You say, is that true? Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Never see the need. Absolutely never see a need. You had to point it out to them. Why is that? I believe there's a problem down here. Because I want to tell you, Jesus saw the need of every single human being that he walked this earth and saw. His eyes was open completely to the need of those around him. I believe that's what we at Blessed Hope need to do. Now, I want to, it's kind of a little bit deviate from the ending of the message here, but I want to say something to you. I've been watching our church. That's what pastors do. You observe, you look, you watch. And one of the things that I've noticed in our church, this is not getting on anybody, it's what I'm seeing, that what we need at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, we need every age group. There's no doubt about that. Every age group. But what I've noticed is what we really need, and we're seeing that people are growing up here, we need some young families. No, young families. The other day I was going through the list of our church to try to get somebody to help in Master's Club, some families. And the ones that's here are so busy doing other things, I was having trouble finding families that was not busy doing other things. We need some young families. See, you won't survive as a church if you don't keep building your young families and bringing them into the house of God. And I'm talking about young people who are just getting ready to have children or just having children and preparing, you know, for life. We need some young families to be brought in the church. And the thing that came over my heart is this. Everybody ought to be a part of that. But listen, why don't we look to the young families that we have to look to their friends? To go out here and say, you need to be at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You need to become, I've known you for years. You're not going to church anywhere. Why don't you come to church? Why don't you come? Be a blessing to them and a help to them. Because this whole thing is about people. Amen. And we need it. We need to build this church from the bottom up. We got 5 kindergartners this year. I'm so thankful for that. But then I look after that and I look kind of down the road and I say, where's the rest of the kindergartners going to come from? We need families. And God would have us to have families. Now, I'm not against the old folk. I like the old folk. I was one of them. I'm not ready to get rid of the old folk. And I think we need as many old folk we can get, as many middle-aged we can get. But I'm telling you, young people, young couples, get out there and look and let God use you to bring families to the house of God. Don't just be lazy. Get out there and work at it. Try to get some families in here, young people in here. They'll come in here and they'll fill our nursery and they'll fill our school. You understand? See, you don't want to see a dying church. I don't think we have a dying church, but you don't want to see a dying church. I've seen so many of those. And you look in, a lot of times all you see is old folk. You got to have young people coming in all the time. Amen. So I want you to get a little vision about people. Realize those people around you need Christ. They need a church. They need somewhere to be loved and cared for and built up and trained in the things of God. So you need, I'm just saying to you, why don't you help us? Quit looking at self so much and look outward and see the great need of people. Amen. Get your eyes on some folk. Go out this week and say, God, help me to see someone who has a need. Who has a need, help me to see them and fulfill that need. Amen. Would you do that? Would you just let God use you to do that? Amen. Well, it'll be a blessing if you will. You see, not only you help your church, you help yourself. Some people have so many trouble. You heard about this lady that was going to have a nervous breakdown, and she was determined to have one. She told her pastor, "I'm going to have a nervous breakdown." And so he set her down, and he said, "I want you to do something." He gave her a job to do, and she was to go visit so many widows this week and so many widows the next week. And he just gave her that job, said, "That's what I want you to do now." And she come back, and she said, "Pastor, you know, I've decided about that breakdown. I don't have time for it." And she said, "So I've decided not to have one." I think that's a lot of problems sometimes. We get so caught up in ourselves. You know, our own problems, our own physical problems, our own this and our own that becomes such a weight on us that we forget people. Amen. Look around you. Look around you. They're everywhere. I know you got to use wisdom, but look around you. There's folk out there that just needs help. And Blessed Hope Baptist Church ought to be a church that helps to find them and to help them. Amen. All right. I hope you've been challenged by it. I hope tonight you've understand that the whole ministry, our whole lives, is to be about people. Look outward instead of inward all the time. Let's pray. Father, I certainly thank you today for your goodness. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful love of God that sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you so much for the salvation you provided. And now, Father, I ask you, Lord, should there be any here that's unsaved, certainly trust that allow you to work on their hearts and deal with them and bring them to yourself. Now, Father, we pray for us as a people. We need to realize ministry is about people. Help us to get off of our own little selfish attitudes and realize there's just folk out there that need a helping hand, just need to be a blessing too. And we're going to thank you and praise you for it. Love you in Jesus' name. Amen.